When should you start advertising a product? My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this video, I'm going to walk you through some of the challenges that a new seller might run into on a new product. You've just invested a bunch of money. You have all of the optimism of a new seller and you want to get going. So you throw up $500 in ads and almost nothing happens. Why is that? Well, it's because the item doesn't have any reviews. Maybe your listing's not fully optimized. You don't have the A-plus content and some of the other critical things that you need on a listing. Maybe you don't have the brand store yet. A lot of challenges can occur. So here is how I answer the question of when I should start advertising. I do not like waiting for Vine. I'm kind of an impatient guy. So here is my barometer. Have at least 6 photos, possibly the 7th filled by a video loaded day one. Video, not critical, but helpful. Store. If you don't have a brand store launched, what happens is if somebody clicks on this link right here, instead of going to the store, it will instead search Amazon. And if somebody searches Age of Sage on Amazon, you can see ads from competitors. So this slot right there and this slot right there are competitors. Organic results usually goes to you, but you'll still see ads from competitors, more ads from competitors, etc. So I would never spend advertising dollars on a listing that doesn't have brand registry and doesn't have a brand store link, unless I was a college student and I only had $1,000 invested and I couldn't afford to do anything else. Having said that, it's super easy to build a brand store. Just get it built. I would have my bullet points listed. I would have the brand story launched. This is a newer A-plus content module, a lot of horizontal real estate. Highly recommend it. Make sure you fill in the alt text like this as well. It could be super valuable. A-plus content, I would have that on day one. You can build a draft before the listing is launched. You can save something until you're waiting on the ASIN to list or you're waiting on it buying a UPC code, all those kinds of scenarios. But I would never spend advertising dollars on a listing without A-plus content. It just takes up a lot of space. This is actually called premium A-plus content. It's even bigger and better than regular A-plus. You can get away with regular A-plus, especially if you're a new seller, no problem. But I would never spend advertising dollars if I didn't at least have some of these core features filled out. I also wouldn't spend advertising dollars on an FBM listing. I would wait until it's got that nice prime badge at FBA, fulfilled by Amazon. So all of these things are super important. Some of the things that are not important, typical price with a list price, don't need that. Don't need a coupon. Don't need like 20 reviews. But if you do have one review, it will double your conversion rates. So it is against terms of services to ask somebody to buy your product and leave a review. But if you get your first review in, it will double your sales. So that's why a lot of people are reliant on Vine. Vine does cost some money. Sometimes they run some deals and promotions where you can get a few free Vine reviews and whatnot. I just don't think Vine is great for every category. The average Vine review is only 4 stars, and you really need a 5-star review out of the gate. So those are some of the challenges and why I would not wait to spend money on advertising. Certain times of year, especially holiday rushes, I would go super deep on spending ads. If you're launching this on Black Friday or anywhere between Black Friday and Christmas, just hit the ground running regardless of anything else. Spend the money. You're probably going to get sales because the traffic triples, the conversion rate triples on the Amazon platform. So that's when I would wait to advertise and what I would and wouldn't do. I have personally spent $900,000 on ads on Amazon, and I've seen everything. I've gone through the full gauntlet. Anything that's possible. I've generated about $2 million in revenue specifically from advertising on my own brands. I manage over 400 Amazon brands at my agency, at My Amazon Guy, and we manage about $800 million in overall revenue. So I've seen a bunch of things. Don't forget to run weekly negations when you start your advertising. Absolutely set up auto and manual campaigns. Don't put more than 5 keywords in one campaign. And there's a bunch of other free PPC tips that I have over at myamazonguy.com/PPC, including a masterclass video, an hour long, where I go in depth. You're going to want to check this out. And there's a bunch of free graphics here. You can scroll to the right and see all our free PPC tips, even have a little launch guide here on like what tacos you can expect. And if you don't know what tacos is, you need to get some help. You're going to be in for a long journey on your FBA journey. Thanks for watching, and check out this next PPC Masterclass video and enjoy.